Love them. They do a lot of covers, but they have some original stuff too. And Sam Cieri, his voice is just amazing. So, 90.9 WONY Oneonta, New York. This is Nancy Horn saying bye-bye and see you next time with Steady Going Nowhere by Ben Rogers Band.
Death so often, I can teach you all the steps. In somewhere stolen, my fate plays out so much differently. Far from this no man's wasteland, free falling. We'll be right back.
April 5th, join Wony along. Hey everyone, you're listening to the Wony Weekly Update. Here are some upcoming events to look forward to. On Saturday, April 5th, join Wony alumni the entire weekend for engaging activities on and off air happening at the Wony Studio. The Sustainability Office will be tabling at the Farmers Market located at Foothills Performing Center. Also happening Saturday, April 5th, the exclusive annual Global Movement Festival will be happening in the ballroom from 5 to 8 p.m. On Sunday, April 6th, Wony Island is happening at Fine Arts starting at 2 p.m. Come for live free music and support local bands. Also happening Sunday, join the Sustainability Office for a cleanup at Niwa Park at 12 p.m. Music-related news, R&B artist Sam Akros has a new release, Tunnel Vision. Lucy Dacus has released her new album, Forever is a Feeling, featuring the single Best Guess. Take a listen to Better Joy with the all-new indie daydream track, Quiet Thing. Also take a listen to Great Grandpa as they slow things down with a new single, Ladybug. If you're looking for a more punk vibe, check out Destroyers with Baloney featuring Fiverr and the new Viagra Boys single, The Bog Body. Catch Elton John and Brandi Carlile's brand new collab album, Who Believes in Angels, releasing this Friday. Local student at SUNY Oneonta, Jerry Uloa, will be releasing his new song, Vas a Regresar, this Friday. Weather-related news, this weekend there's a high chance of rainfall. Saturday, the lowest it'll be is 38 and high 47. Sunday, low of 32 and high 52. Make sure you keep it locked on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. More information about these events and more can be found on Campus Connections. Have a great weekend and keep it locked.
Have you ever found yourself in this situation?
And what's the name for the order, sir?
Mark.
Got it. Pick it up over there, Matt.
Nobody likes to be called the wrong name. Your name is your identity. It's who you are. Are you a heroic firefighter saving lives named Matt? Mrs. Smith, the science teacher by day, but Abigail, the tutor by night? a tough mechanic who fixes cars and saves lives named Johnny. Or a bold politician fighting for the lives of your people named Alex. No matter who you are defined by what people call you. And doesn't it feel right when people call you by the right name? It's 2021. Start using the right pronouns.
The following hour will be a talk show with one of our DJs. Views and opinions expressed during this program are those of our hosts and guests.
Hello, everyone. It's your DJ. Oh, my God. It's your DJ on air. My name is On. My DJ name is On Air. You're listening to What's for Dinner. It's 7-Eleven, guys. Sorry I'm starting so late. If you didn't know, if you haven't been listening the past weekend, which I really hope you have, because this past weekend has been alumni weekend, so we've had a lot of previous graduates of SUNY Oneonta here on campus stinking up the booth. Sorry, that was a joke. I love them all. In the booth, playing some hits and talking about whatever alumni talk about. Really good stuff, some great music. I should have some more alumni shows on Sunday, pretty much the entire day. I could be wrong, but I'm pretty sure I'm right because I work here. It's not a job. I enjoy doing this for fun. But yeah, we've had some great alumni come on, play some songs, and there's no alumni booked for this hour, so sorry you're getting like an actual student here. I'm here, and I'm gonna talk on my talk show. I missed you guys. I really missed you guys, to the 3,000 and growing followers I have. I haven't been on air for... on air. I haven't been on air for the last 2 weeks, I want to say. And that's purely my fault, guys. My bad. But we're back with another episode of What's for Dinner with your DJ On Air. And we're just going to jump straight into it. We already started kind of late. I really don't even have that much to talk about. But I do always eat every day. So don't be surprised if, you know, we're going to talk about food. What did I have for dinner? I'm trying to think what I had. Okay. So there's been a lot of events on Oneonta this weekend. I say as I try to remember them, but alumni weekend, I went to something yesterday. Right now, like as I speak, if you are on campus somewhere, Exclusive is having an exclusive showcase, showcasing a ton of clubs and local people here in Oneonta and stuff. And so I did actually eat there because... I just ate there because they fed me, so it was great. I was actually there to support my friends in OK Crew. Shout out OK Crew. They have events every Friday when they dance to a little K-pop. So if you guys were there, I really hope you enjoyed it because I enjoyed it. Along with Exclusive, great dancers. Who else was there? Delta. I'm trying to remember. AOE, Delta, Omega, Epsilon, I think. They graduated a while ago, but they're always really fun. I always see them at Exclusive. And they're also always putting on great dances. All right, I'm getting distracted. What did I have for dinner? What did they feed me at the Exclusive Showcase? Well, they had some big bucks because there was chicken tenders there. Okay. Now, you may be wondering why you're excited about chicken tenders. I want to preface this by saying, yesterday in the radio station, not in the station, but near the station, they were feeding the alumni and they were feeding them chicken tenders. And oh my God, guys, those were some of the best chicken tenders I've ever had on campus. Outside of campus, not so much. But on campus, wow. You can't even get those tenders at Wilsbach, which is crazy to me. Where are they hiding them? So they're like, you know, they're regular like chicken tenders, like bulk chicken tenders. But they were actually seasoned and they were like nice and crispy. And it was like, oh, guys, you just don't know. It was so beautiful. And it was like the type of thing where the breading, you could see the seasoning in the breading. Oh my God, it was so beautiful. And you may think I'm overreacting, but I'm not because I love to eat and the food here on campus is just, you know that if you've been listening to the last, not the last couple shows because I haven't been on air for the last couple shows, but you know. All right. So those were really delicious, really delicious. And if you're wondering, I do eat barbecue with my chicken tenders, barbecue sauce. I do like ketchup, but I never really have barbecue sauce at home. So when I get offered barbecue sauce, I'm like, wait, let me get some of that. So I did have them with barbecue sauce, and it was quite delicious and beautiful, and I really enjoyed it. What else? I don't really remember what else, because I was just really enjoying the chicken tenders. I took like 10 or 12 tenders back to my dorm, and I laid in bed, and I watched Severance, and I ate the tenders, and oh my god, it was beautiful. So I hope everyone else has had some very delicious chicken tenders, because that was really great. I really enjoyed that. What else? Oh, and also this, guys. We haven't talked about drinks very much on this show. But I do want everyone to know, and I'm sure like many of you out there, I really love a Coke Zero. And at this event, I was like, man, I'm really thirsty. I could really go for a drink to quench my thirst right now. What was there? A nice ice bucket full of drinks of Sprite and Coke. So I grabbed for a Coke, but here's the thing. It didn't have the black cap, which signals that it's Coke Zero. It was a regular Coke with like sugar in it. And I was like, okay, yeah, like, I haven't had, like, an actual cup of soda in a while. Like, a bottle is fine. Like, whatever. So I get the Coke bottle. Guys, it does not taste as good as Coke Zero. Am I tweaking? Call in right now if you think I'm tweaking. Don't do that. But I just, oh, my God. It was just not the same. And I don't know when this switch flipped in me that I couldn't enjoy regular soda anymore. But if I'm just drinking like a regular soda, I'm like, I could have the diet version of this. Like, I want everyone to know that before Coke Zero came out, I didn't really like Diet Coke that much. Like, I didn't like Diet Coke at all. Maybe I'm being brainwashed, but once I started drinking Coke Zero and I tapped into the Diet Coke, yo, it was a game changer. I don't know what it was about the Coke Zero. The Zero they put in the Coke. Wow. Wow. Oh, my God. It was beautiful. I'm trying to think what else. If you have, I don't remember the brand. There's like two brand Coke, I mean, root beer brands out there. So you probably guess. But Root Beer Zero. Wow. Wow. Oh, my God, guys. I'm going to tweak out. I love zero sugar soda so much. And I never thought that I had this capacity for zero drinks in me. You know? Because I love sweets. I want everyone to know I love sugar. You know? It's not like a... It's really something I'm trying to get rid of. Like, there's a little treat table, if you've been to any of the dining halls here on campus, and I crash out every time. Like, let me chill. I'm a little too excited right now. I got in the booth, and I started thinking about food, and I got excited. Which, let me not apologize for that, because this is What's for Dinner, and, like, the whole point of the show is that we're going to talk about food. We are going to play some music tonight, guys. So, for anyone who's waiting for me to stop talking, you still got like maybe like 10 minutes, so don't get too excited. But yeah, oh my god, wow. That's so good. Oh my god. Okay. I'm getting distracted. Ah! Oh my god, I love food. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Also there was I don't know if you guys know this. To anyone who's at the alumni meeting right now, actually, this is probably late news, but there are some Thin Mints left, and if nobody comes back to pick up the rest of those Thin Mints, I'm going to take them home with me. Don't tell anybody here at WONI I said that, because that's not, like, a good thing to do. That's greedy, and being greedy is not good, but, you know, I have no cash on me, and I love Thin Mints, so if it's on the ground and nobody's around, it's yours to take. So I might take the rest of those cinnamons with me. Again, don't tell anybody any of that. Anyways, I didn't say that. Who said that? It was me. On the topic of seasonal sweets, this is a weird time for seasonal sweets. Can I say that? We're going into spring. I feel like the most iconic season for sweets is fall, because that's seasonal flavors. And I'm trying to think of what seasonal flavor there is for spring, because you can think about one for almost every season, I feel like, except spring. Like, for fall, obviously, you have pumpkin. You know, if you want to push it, you have apple, like maybe even sweet potato. Winter, that's peppermint. You know, summer, that's fruit. That's watermelon, strawberries, kiwi, like seasonal fruit. I'm trying to think of what there is for spring, because when you think of spring, you think flowers, blossoms, butterflies. And for some reason, sweets just kind of don't connect with me there, and I'm not sure what I'm missing. Because you think blossoms, and you think kind of flowery, perfumey, which, first of all, as much as I love flowery, perfumey, not my not my favorite scent. And not my favorite flavor. I really prefer something that's a little more tart, a little zing, a little cut to it. But that's no disrespect to people who are into flowery, perfumey flavors. But I'm trying to think, like, there's not that many edible blossoms. You know, there's not, like, too many fruits that thrive in spring specifically. You know? So maybe I'm tweaking. Maybe you guys are always looking forward to spring bakery items. There's nothing around this time of day that I particularly enjoy. So I'm working on that. But it's just not iconic to me. You know what I mean? Like, if this were a chocolate, this would be white chocolate. Not great. It's okay. Just not for me. So as far as seasonal sweets go, yeah, it's not great. But I'll still eat it. And, you know, in life, there's a lot of things that you may not want, but you still have to do. And it's just like food. There's a lot of food you probably would rather not eat, but you probably should because it's not that bad and it's there and you'll eat it. You know, which is actually an issue for me because, you know, if you're on campus as a student, there's obviously so many events and opportunities for you to eat free food and get a little fat. And that's me. You know, it's there, and I really shouldn't have it, but I do, and I always go overboard. It's really an issue. I gotta work on that. But at the same time, I kind of love it because I love eating food. So I'm not that sorry, guys. Okay, listen. I'm trying to think of what foods I usually don't even want to eat. I feel like there's some times where, like, as a kid, you would come home and there was, like, food you didn't really want to eat. For me, I know what that was for me. For me, it was Frank's and beans. Guys, I'm an adult now. I love a hot dog. I love some canned beans. Separately. I like those things separately. Do I like them together? I guess. It's just not. That was the one thing that I was always upset that we had to eat for dinner. And, like, yeah, I was a little poor, and maybe it's all we had to eat, but I was like, damn, like, I'd rather just have the hot dog by itself. And by the way, if you gave me Frank's and beans now, I'd be like, okay, yeah, like, whatever, I'll eat it. You know what made me more angry than eating the Frank's and beans was having to reheat the Frank's and beans for the next meal tomorrow. Because to me, that's, cooking it one thing, all right. I'm into it. You know, that's some canned beans. That's some hot dogs. I love that. No shame. I love food. I love that. I just don't want to eat that the next day. Like, get it out of my face. Anyways, I'm just whiny. But if you guys have a different opinion on Frank's and beans, I won't hear it because this is my show. And I don't want to hear you guys' opinion because this is my show. But still listen, because I love you all so dearly, to my 10,000 viewers out there. Anyways, so we are going to start playing some music. We're reaching 7:30. I'm sorry we didn't have enough time to usually chat like I usually do, but we're kind of reaching where I would like to play some music because I haven't for a while, and it's kind of itching. I want to say I did have a playlist planned. I was going to play some kind of new wave. I was going to play... well, I know this isn't Oingo Boing. I know this isn't New Wave, but I was going to play Oingo Boingo, Ecstasy, Kajagoogoo, and who else? Kajagoogoo. Oh, my God. What is that song? Who's that artist? living in a box. But I kind of assumed, you know, it was alumni weekend, and a lot of these people graduated back in, like, the 90s, which was the kind of time I was going to play. So, of course, they're going to be playing music that, you know, they were listening to, like, when were they were doing the show, like, throwback. So I thought, you know, why not go the other way? Why not to whoever is maybe burnt out of stuff from, like, that era, from the 90s to 70s, maybe even before that? Let's mix it up. So this I made on the fly. I made it, like, maybe 20 minutes ago, just before the show started. It's actually a playlist I already had, but I'm still working on it. You know, it's not ready. It's very electronic, let's say. The songs are pretty short, so I feel like we'll be able to get through most of them, at least the ones I really want you guys to hear. But yeah, hopefully this is a hard left from whatever was playing for the last 2 days, and hopefully it doesn't give anybody whiplash and throw you off. But I don't know, I thought you guys might like to hear what the youth is listening to, what I'm listening to, something fresh, something new. You know, not Bruce Springsteen or the Beatles. I don't know. Anyway, no offense to them. But you know what I mean. You know, no more Metallica for tonight. Okay? Sorry, I was scratching my eye. Okay. So, the first one is... I'm just going to let the songs play, guys. Like, they're all separate. I don't have a theme going. I'll maybe interrupt if I really want to interrupt, but... This first one is Epicent One, Prophetic Vision by Machine Girl. Everyone knows Machine Girl. Everyone loves Machine Girl. We all love Machine Girl. We say in unison. Please listen.
I'm gonna have to do my thing. We'll be right back. campsite, I need to light the candles in this specific order. Grab a fistful of salt with both hands. Clap them together. Then snap your fingers.
Okay, guys, it's me, On, your DJ On Air. I'm probably going to end a little early tonight. Like I said, it is alumni weekend, so I want to leave a little space for whatever alumni comes after me. Make sure to stay tuned for that. I'm actually not sure if anyone's on after me, but there might be, and there probably is, so stay on. So again, just some little weird music, maybe to mix it up. From what you've been hearing the rest of the weekend, remember, there will be more shows on Sunday. So please remember to tap in again tomorrow from whenever you're listening at. If you're here on campus, WONI will be hosting WONI Island from 2 to 7. Come for a lot of great music. a lot of live bands, and a lot of great people, okay? We love you. Please come. So the last one is, this is in French. This is, can I be honest, guys, it's like one of my like favorite Gabber albums. And it's a little embarrassing because it's kind of like a meme-y one. But this last one is Mentalité Thug by Von Bickrav. I might be saying that wrong because it has like the umlauts and stuff on it. But whatever. I'm an American. I don't care. Okay. Like I said, my name is On. I'm your DJ On Air. I host my show What's for Dinner every Saturday at 7 from 7 to 8 only. I don't know what we're going to listen to next week. Probably what I wanted to listen to this week, which is like New Wave. So if you like that or if you don't, tap in because you should try new things. It keeps you young. Anyways, I'll be here next week. What else? I don't know what food we're going to talk about next week. So next week will just be a little grab bag. Okay, guys, get excited. All right. I just love talking to you guys. Let me shut up. Listen to this last song, Talented Thug by Von Bickrav.
Hypercore.
Just
Wonnie, and we're here to keep it locked at 90.9 FM.
1, 2, 3, 4. I hear the voices, and the voices, the tremor of cool, the feminine of it soon. Reaching my threshold, staring at the truth of the blind.
Hello, everyone.
Hi, guys.